Carolina Precision.
Hey, there's Randy in.
Yes, hold on just a moment.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, the office is predicated on your EMA credit profile and has clients in the schedule.
This Randy.
Hey, Randy. How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
My name is Pablo. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. You spoke to my supervisor a few months ago back in April. She discussed that you bought some new machines around that time, and you said you be a good time to follow back around this year when you guys look on to take on some new equipment. So I just wanted to follow back around and see what projects you guys had coming up.
Just don't have anything active or no needs right now.
No, nothing active right now? Okay. When do you guys think you're going to be doing some financing or maybe potentially looking for some new equipment later in the year?
Probably not this year.
Probably not this year? Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how have sales been this year?
Pretty good.
Pretty solid? Yeah. What is it exactly that you guys do over there?
We're CNC machining.
CNC machining, gotcha. So do you guys typically have a busier time, or is it kind of just a as-need basis throughout the year?
It's busiest from like February to November. December and January slow.
Yeah, okay. What do you guys think that is?
Don't know.
No?
No, it's just end-of-the-year budgets and stuff.
End-of-year budgets, gotcha. Do you guys work with other businesses, or do you work directly with consumers?
We work strictly with OEM, other businesses, original equipment manufacturer.
Oh, gotcha. That's awesome. And do your clients typically pay for cash for your equipment, or do they use leasing and financing?
Well, we have typically paid cash for the last machines we've bought. We haven't done any leasing in a while.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. If you don't mind me asking, why do you guys use cash when you could be financing or leasing your equipment?
Just don't like to be in debt.
Don't like to be in debt. Okay. Do you think there's maybe any other areas where you could use your cash more efficiently? I find that typically a lot of businesses, they like to keep their cash for payroll and, you know, in case anything comes up, emergencies, things like that. And, you know, they kind of use other people's cash like ourselves to leverage instead of their own. Have you guys ever considered that?
We've operated that way many times in the past. Just haven't lately.
Just haven't lately. Okay. Was there maybe a good email that I could get so I could send over some information? I really think that some of our programs that we have might be able to help you out. I understand that you guys like to use cash, and we also have we also do working capital, which is kind of a newer lending program. And basically, we're allowed to access unsecured cash for you, usually about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So if you guys like using cash for things, then that's definitely an option for you.
It's quality@carprico.com.
Could you repeat that one more time?
quality@carprico.com.
.com. And you said the first word was quality?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Was there a good time for me to maybe check back with you?
Early next year, maybe.
Early next year. Okay. All right, Randy. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you, you too.